He said 10.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah, it was 10.
Yeah. Alan said 10. So, yeah, that's, I guess, a good question.
Oh, yeah.
Do cool. you want, I mean, I don't need to hog them with other people.
Well, I need to record them too, so hold on a second. So, we're joined in the media center by Mickey Thompson Tires Pro Bike Battle winner Ellie Tonglet, who ran a 6.827 second pass at 196.07 miles per hour to defeat Eddie Krawick in the final. It's your first pro bike battle. What does winning this mean for you?
It means a lot. You know, it was the first time that I've been in the battle, and to be able to win it on the first go around is pretty amazing. Hopefully we can get in it next year and do the same thing. You know, my brother won the battle back in 2005, and just to be able to follow in his footsteps means a lot to me.
Definitely.
What's his first name?
GT.
GTT.
Yeah, it's easy. What?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he won it the year we actually evacuated for Hurricane Katrina and went to Indy, and he ended up winning the battle.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, really.
And going forward, I mean, you were leading qualifier last night, and you know, Matt Smith took it from you today, but you're on a pretty good run. Does this just add to the momentum and add to your confidence going forward?
Absolutely. You know, anytime that you can win rounds and win events just builds more and more confidence, and right now we are very confident. And that's not good for all the other racers, and I wish we could have had an all-war final, but we're just lucky to get the victory away from the Harleys.
Definitely. And talk about, you know, beating the Harleys, since they've had such a kind of grasp on this pro bike battle. How does it feel to kind of knock them off the top?
It feels awesome. You know, they're struggling right now, which is pretty surprising to me, but eventually they're going to figure it out and they're going to be right back at the top. But hopefully we can, hopefully they just struggle a little bit longer.
I was going to ask you about that, breaking their stranglehold 10 in a row. They can't say that now that they're not the defending champions.
No, to win 10 of them in a row is just, that's a very good accomplishment. And to be the guy that breaks that long run of winning is just amazing. It's got to be the fans. You know, we usually on Saturday nights we go in the campground and we got some friends that camp and they cook and we just have a great time, and this facility's amazing. And we've won two times here, and hopefully we can get to number three. We love coming here. It's fast. It's cool track, because when you go through the finish line it pins you in the seat because it kind of goes uphill, and it's just a great facility.
I got a question for you. When you go home and you get back into your firefighting mode, what do your teammates there think of what you're doing here?
Oh, they love it. You know, they watch it every weekend on TV, and I know it's a little bit different. It's a big adrenaline rush, but in a different way. And you just got to have the right mindset when you go to that job. Each one, you got to balance the two.
Do you get to drag race the fire trucks?
No, we get to drive fast, though.
Perfect. Right, thank you.